This is WLVR. It's time to Take 5 with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today, remember the moment.
Do you remember your car's license plate number? Mine is MHD, or is it DHM? Give me a second. Hold on. No, I don't remember. I see my license plate every single day, but I can only recall three of the six, or seven, maybe it's eight, numbers, or letters, or whatever. And yet, I instantly remember that President Grover Cleveland was a Pisces, and the kids in his family called him Uncle Jumbo. Why do I remember this? Because it can do me absolutely no good. In fact, I get a spring in my step remembering little harmless bits of knowledge. I've stored tons of them away and can recall them with split-second timing. If a cop stopped me for speeding and asked me to tell him my plate number, I'd grapple for the answer and wind up having to get out of the car and look, which kind of defeats the purpose. But if he asked about Uncle Jumbo, hey, no problem. Since my name is Grover, I suppose that's why I remember all things Grover. Nonetheless, I savor what I call fringe memories, those little nuggets you hold on to and treasure. I still chuckle poring over one such nugget involving my son Jimmy when he was only 5. He's now 43. We were sitting at the kitchen table. Jimmy was coloring and I was reading the newspaper. Out of the blue, he looked up at me and says, hesitantly, "Can I ask you a question?" I fired back a hearty, "Sure! Sure, Jimmy, what do you want to know?" "Are you sure?" he said. I figured, gee, this must be the where do babies come from question. I said, "Absolutely, buddy. I kind of know what you're going to ask anyway." Now he really looked nervous. After a momentary pause, I said, "Come on, Jim. This is your old dad you're talking to. Come on, ask me. What is it?" Hey, I was a modern dad. I didn't duck the uneasy questions like my dad, Grover the First. He was a World War II dad, the kind of dad who didn't talk about the war or anything else, especially about icky things like sex. I doubled down. "Let's have it, Jim. Come on. What is it?" He looked at me with the earnestness of a choir boy and asked, "Do frogs have hands?" "What?" I bumbled and stammered and groped for an answer. I went from the wise old father to Clark Griswold. "Do frogs have hands? Do frogs have hands?" What was he thinking, asking me the wrong question to the answer I had prepared since he was an infant? I looked at my own hands and pushed them frog-like on the table. "I think they're hands, Jim. Maybe they're just arms that kind of bend at the end. I don't know. I don't know." "You said you knew. Why don't you know?" he said. Then he went back to coloring, and I shrunk into a pool of sweat, wishing I was more like Grover the First. Several weeks later, I was performing at a comedy club with comedian Jonathan Katz, who frequently opened for the great Robin Williams. I told Jonathan the "Do Frogs Have Hands" story, and he loved it. A year later, I met Jonathan again, and he tells me that he shared the "Do Frogs Have Hands" story with Robin, and Robin loved it too, so much so that he was now using it in his act. Wow, Robin Williams loves Jimmy's story? Cool. Then I thought, hey, you know, that was a pretty smart question after all. I mean, where do babies come from? Almost every kid asks that question, but not my son, not Jimmy. There's a time to forget and a time to remember. We're living at a time when it's good to remember those little nuggets, those seemingly fringe moments. Like when a 5-year-old asked, "Do frogs have hands?"
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.